Newman Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
What's going on? Welcome into the JetCast today here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. I'm Jackson Schneider, and this is episode 153 of our show. Lots of basketball talk continuing. That's kind of been our theme of late. We go basketball crazy on this show, but especially as the season gets started. And this week has been one of the more exciting weeks for me since I've been working with the Newman Jets, and that's because the Jets, both men and women, taking on Division I competition in exhibition games this week. The Jet women battled with the Wichita State Shockers on Wednesday night in Coke Arena, and that was an absolute blast to attend and to broadcast. The Jets fell in that one 96-49, but it wasn't really about the win or loss. It didn't count on anybody's record. It was about getting better and enjoying the experience. And again, the experience was phenomenal to be at Coke Arena, and there was great fan support, and you got to see our athletes back in action. I had a blast. And now coming up this Friday, or I guess tonight is Friday. So tonight, our men's team is battling Kansas State in Manhattan. So that'll be another huge opportunity for our teams to be on a bigger stage, and they'll be on ESPN Plus, and of course we'll be broadcasting it as well on the audio network here. So lots to look forward to and to talk about basketball wise. But we're going to start on our show today by hearing from Danny Williams, a student athlete for your Jets. She's a junior and back on the basketball court this year. She missed a good chunk of her freshman year with an injury, came back a few games into last season and really was able to kind of hit her stride at the end of last year. Wonderful personality. Always love talking with Danny. She's even dubbed me JetCast Jackson. So now the entire Newman women's basketball team just affectionately calls me JetCast, and that's all thanks to Danny. But we'll get to chat with her a little bit, talk about the exhibition, and just get to know Danny Williams a little bit. Then we'll talk with Amy Briggs, and we'll do that in two ways. First, we'll hear her pregame thoughts, and you can kind of get into that mindset of what she was hoping to see from her team, knowing that they were going to take on a Division I team, and it was going to be a tough challenge, and that it was the first time this group is really playing in that full game setting and the environment and all that. And then we'll hear her post-game thoughts too, because I got to sit down with her after that game on Wednesday night and check it all out from her eyes, you know, both the before and the after. So we'll play both of those. They're not too long, but we can just kind of play them together, and you'll get to see kind of the goal and then whether or not those goals were achieved. And I think you'll be really excited to hear the remarks that Coach Briggs had after that contest with Wichita State. So let's go ahead and get into that audio first. And then, of course, we'll talk that men's game as well with RJ Allen, get his pregame thoughts as the Jets take on Kansas State a little bit later on in the show. But again, I'm going to start with the ladies and talk about that matchup with Wichita State, which, again, was an absolute blast. I want to give a shout-out while I'm thinking about it to Wichita State and their athletics communication staff. Steph Wright was phenomenal, getting us set up courtside, making sure we had everything we need, live stats, and just incredible hospitality. Truly appreciated it from our crosstown friends over at WSU. So I want to give them a quick shout out there as well. But again, let's take our first break. And then when we come back, we'll talk Jet women's basketball here on the JetCast on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita, listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Hi, friends. Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mount Hamilton Ford. Are you looking for a car, truck, or SUV?
With over 500 new vehicles, we are sure to have exactly what you want and what you need. Mount Hamilton Ford is sure to have your favorite color at a payment that fits your budget. Not looking for a new vehicle? No problem. Let our sales staff help you find a pre-owned vehicle. Over 90% of our vehicles are certified. That means peace of mind for you.
Shop us online or in person. Mount Hamilton Ford. Experience the difference.
Welcome back here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider visiting now with Newman student athlete and women's basketball player Danny Williams. Danny, getting ready for the start of the year, big opportunity against Wichita State. How excited are you to get back on the floor again?
I'm really excited. I feel like our team is going to be a lot better this year, so I feel like we are going to mesh together really well, and I feel like we'll give Wichita State a run for their money, honestly.
Well, it'll be a fun opportunity and a chance for you to start a year in that first game. Last year, you had to wait a little bit before you got back. You were coming back from a knee injury. Tell me a little bit about what that process was like for you to work your way back into playing once again and how much you grew last season.
Honestly, it was really rough, I will say, mentally and physically, but having the teammates that I have to pick me up and encourage me every single day made me want to continue to do better for them. And throughout that rehab journey, just kind of having them in my mind just made me push harder to get back on the court and just to be a good teammate for them. So I feel like they just helped me out a lot.
Well, you are always an energy person. It's kind of what I enjoy the most about you. What do you think your energy brings this team? Do you kind of lift your teammates up with that spirit of yours?
Yeah, I think so. I feel like with the positive energy that I bring, I feel like I lift everybody up and bring them up with me. And whenever we all have energy, there's no stopping that.
So, okay, this one's the fun question because I try to ask just about everybody who the funniest player on the team is. And just about everybody else says you. So who would you say is the funniest player on the team outside of you?
I'd have to say Paige, honestly, because I feel like the way that we joke is pretty much the same way. So I feel like we get each other a lot, and we just have a lot of good laughs.
You guys have some great chemistry as a team, and I think that comes from the main core of this group has been together now almost 3 years. How have you seen this team kind of build that chemistry with that main core, you and the other juniors now on the floor?
It's been a lot better. I mean, I feel like in the beginning, whenever we first didn't know each other, of course, it just like seemed that way. It didn't really flow. I feel like now the way that we are, the age that we are, everything flows. We come together. We do a lot more team bonding things now just to make us be better on and off the court. So I feel like we'll have a good fit for each other this year.
Awesome. Well, people are very excited about this team, and you bring so much back from last year, but you add in some new faces as well. What's it been like kind of refiguring the roles a little bit, making sure that you all fit in this puzzle together, especially with that core that we just talked about and the new faces as well?
I feel like it's been really good. I feel like all the ones that have been here for the past 3 years have been welcoming everybody, all the newcomers and transfers in, just helping them out when it comes to plays or anything that they need help with, just making sure that they are part of the same team that we are.
Awesome. Well, you're playing at Wichita State for this first exhibition. Get to shoot around in a big arena before you play in it. Did you ever have an experience in high school or before where you got to play in a big arena like this?
Yeah, I did. I played the Houston All-Star game in a bigger arena. So it was kind of pretty much the same kind of idea of this, but this is definitely newer being in college.
Well, for a shooter like yourself, does it make a difference
going from a more intimate gym like Fugate into a place like this? Does it make it a little more difficult?
Honestly, I like the lights that this gym brings, so I feel like it was kind of easy to transfer over from Newman to here. So I feel like it was a little bit easier on the easier side.
Awesome. Well, it should be a really fun night tomorrow, an opportunity again to kind of put Newman on the map early, and there's no pressure, right? Doesn't count on the record. You get just a chance to go play a really good team. So what are you looking to see from this group?
Honestly, just a whole bunch of energy. I want to see the bench just bringing it all for the people that are on the court, and then the people on the court bringing it all for the bench. Just making sure we're picking each other up and having a lot of fun, because if you can't have fun, then nothing goes right.
Absolutely. Well, Danny, thank you for the time as always. Good luck this year.
Of course. Thank you.
That's Danny Williams. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Hey boss, the backhoe was stolen from the Valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
Ugh, what am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Welcome back into our Ascension Via Christi takeoff to tip off show, our first one of the 2025-2026 season, as we get ready to take on the Wichita State Shockers. We visit now with Amy Briggs, head coach of your Newman Jets, and our Mel Hamilton Ford Keys to Victory coaches interview. Coach, great environment in here. I think it's going to be, the team was energetic and
yes.
Shoot around. They
yes.
They loved this gym. I think mm-hmm. I heard some positive remarks about how everyone was shooting.
Yeah.
So, all that said, great way to start the year, right?
Yeah, definitely. We always like to do some competitive shooting, you know, the day before a game, and they're super competitive, so got a little rowdy on who made the first basket to get that win, but no, it's good. I just wanted them to get some shots up in here and just get used to the rims and just the whole environment.
It also provides just an incredible opportunity, right? You don't get the opportunity as a Division II school to come to places like this and enjoy the arena and all that comes with it all that often. So have you kind of told the team to just enjoy the moment a little bit?
Yeah, this group's actually pretty good. They've relaxed pretty well. I just watching them today. And we'll see, some nerves might kick in tomorrow just because it's the first real game putting on that uniform. But they know we're just here to have fun. We're here to have a good time. You know, we may shoot quite a bit of threes, who knows. But we're just trying to have a great time with each other and just enjoy all the moments we have.
Well, looking at this team, we've talked ad nauseum about, you know, what's there to be excited about. But I want to hear what's been improved upon the most. You've gotten to really work with them over the last couple of weeks and kind of turn the heat up a little bit. What has this team improved at here over the last few practices?
Yeah, I think our defense has definitely stepped up a little bit. We learned some things about ourselves from last week with some things that we did, and so we just feel a little bit better about our defense and just our rotations and figuring out with each other, and I think they're getting used to each other as well and playing off each other on that defensive end.
Well, it's certainly been a great opportunity over the last few weeks to get to know this group, because every team is different, right? Every new player, every freshman kind of brings their own unique skill set, and you got to figure out how they all fit. And you've gotten a couple of scrimmages in, but this will be the first like true game environment. So tell me a little bit about what excites you the most about this group.
Yeah, just that they are a little fearless, and they're just ready to compete. When those lights come on, they're competitors, and I really liked how we stuck together and have been sticking together a lot. And so I'm just excited for them to actually have another game real experience, and you can't really always simulate that in practice. And so I just think it'll be really, really fun.
Did you, as a player, ever get the chance to compete in an arena like this? You played, you know, high-level stuff. Did you get a chance to play in a gym like this?
Yeah, I had a few, like, D1 exhibition games and actually beat one time. So that was fun. But even as an assistant coach when I was at Truman State, we went to Notre Dame, we went to Creighton, we played Iowa. And so I'm kind of used to having a team, you know, play a really, really good Division I school and how to kind of prepare them and just kind of get them ready for that moment.
So with that, with the experiences that you've had in the past, what do you tell your team before a game like this? You know, it's a great opportunity to play a great opponent, but there's not a lot of pressure, right?
Yeah. I mean, we can play with no fear, but also we really want to try to execute the things that we've been working on. And I think the biggest thing is just understanding the physicality, which is going to help us, and the height and the athleticism, and us just really sticking together through ups and downs in the game. And I think if we do that and give our best effort, we'll be happy at the end.
Well, looking at you know, the opportunity that's in front of you with Wichita State, it kind of sets the table for the year, and it's our first game and all that, but you get a couple of weeks after that mm-hmm. to kind of refocus and keep working as well. So what's maybe the biggest thing you want this team to get out of this experience?
Yeah, like I said, just some game time experience. We're going to really go through our warm-up. We're going to talk about stuff in the locker room and just seeing if they can execute and also execute on the fly. You know, we don't know what they're going to do. Wichita State's an entirely different team. And so how can they adapt throughout the game and make changes on the fly and kind of work through whatever we need to put in or whatever we need to alter in our offense or defensive plan?
Well, I'm glad you said that with Wichita State being an entirely new team, because right about now in this interview, we'll usually talk about the opponent and kind mm-hmm. of the challenges that you'll face. But it seems like, you know, in an opportunity like this in a brand new Wichita State team, it's more of a focus on us kind of night. Is that true?
Yes, definitely. It's definitely just a focus on us and just really getting some touches in our offense and defense and then just being ready for whatever they throw at us.
All right. First time this year I get to ask this question. What are the keys to a win?
Yeah, we really want to make sure we rebound. You know, we have to give a lot of effort on that end. Making sure we just have our effort every single play and playing as hard as we can, and then really just sticking together and competing. Just a lot of non-negotiables, and then just being confident. We just want to be confident. You know, you have nothing to lose. Get your shots up. We know where our shots come from, and just having fun.
Awesome, Coach. Thanks for the time as always. Best of luck.
All right, thank you.
That's Amy Briggs. We'll take a quick break and be back with tip-off right after this.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Welcome back into Charles Koch Arena here on a beautiful Wednesday night. The Jets take on a Division I opponent in Wichita State, falling 96-49, as I'm joined now by head women's basketball coach of the Jets in Amy Briggs for a post-game coaches interview brought to you by Donlinger Construction. They've been a leader in construction for more than 125 years, continuing to provide high-quality construction services all across the Midwest. To learn more, visit donlinger.build. Coach, I'll keep this one quick because we got a lot of learning to go, but a great opportunity for your team. You got to get just about everybody some action tonight. How cool of an opportunity was this for your team?
Yeah, super cool, and everyone got to play, you know, on a D1 court, and sometimes you don't get that opportunity, and they were having fun out there. We had some people get some shots up, which was great. Yeah, just a really good vibe overall. I'm just really proud of just how they showed up, and they just kept competing no matter what.
I was really impressed with the energy that they came out with early. I didn't know if nerves would be a factor in a game like this when you play on a D1 court in a cool environment, but
you got to see this team come out with some fight against a really good team. And for about the first 5 minutes, they were right in this thing. I think that should give this team a lot to build on. And I wonder your thoughts of the start of the game tonight from your team.
Yeah, I thought we started great. We had great energy. We were really moving the ball. We don't face this type of athleticism and pressure, maybe even ever. So that was really, really good. That showed a lot about our starting five that got in there, but then the people that came on the bench and continue to not let it drop. And I think that's what's good about our team is hopefully there's never going to be a drop off when we get into our rotations of players, and they just compete with really good energy.
It's a really, really good team that you played. You didn't know what they were going to throw at you really at all. It was a brand new team for Coach Nooner, but how do you feel like the team stood up to that kind of surprise task that they were up against tonight?
Yeah, we wanted to switch a lot of off-ball screens, and we knew we were a little undersized, and they did a great job on our switches. It's something we just started working on a little bit more. They did a great job on that. I mean, they didn't get us in the post that much either. We were fighting down there. We were talking and communicating. I heard it from the bench, and so that's some really good things for the future.
Absolutely, and that's what this is about, right? It's to kind of give you that launching off point for what's to come in a couple of weeks. But you get 2 weeks to learn from this, apply it in practice. What's maybe the biggest thing you want to take from tonight and apply moving forward?
Yeah, just making sure we get into our actions a little bit quicker, smoother. We have a bunch of ways to get into it, and they still are learning like how to get into that and then go to that next step. And this will be good film for us to use and teach so we can be a little bit better in that. And then, again, just continuing to tighten up our defense. But I did really like a lot of the stuff that I saw defensively on our communication and our wall-ups.
Awesome. Well, Coach, I'll let you go wrap this one up with your team. I appreciate the time, as always, and for letting me tag along to a great environment this evening. It's a blast, and can't wait to get it going here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Absolutely. That's Amy Briggs, head coach of your Newman Jets, in our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Donlinger Construction here on our post-game show.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics, Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists, Ascension Via Christi in Wichita, listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Welcome back here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider visiting now with Jet head coach R.J. Allen ahead of the exhibition contest with Kansas State. Coach, a huge opportunity for the guys to play in a great arena and environment against a very good team, but I think an even bigger opportunity to get better early on in the season. How are you guys approaching this challenge?
Yeah, I think everybody this time of the year is in a similar boat where we're all trying to get better. We're trying to use this date as an opportunity to, you know, evaluate our group, play some different lineups together, just kind of see how our guys respond against a really good opponent. And so we're looking forward to the opportunity and the opportunity to get better.
It's the second time that Newman's ever gotten to play Kansas State. And if I'm not mistaken, you were on the coaching staff previously the last time, right?
You weren't
quite here yet?
No,
I was trying to do the math.
I've been here a long time.
That's on me. I've never been good at math. But you've been involved in other D1 exhibitions, right? So is there some nerves involved? I know it's a game that doesn't count, but it's a place that the guys don't get to play a lot, and you know it's kind of just a cool challenge, but it comes with some anxiety sometimes.
I think any game that you play comes with anxiety when you know you prepare, you work at something, you care about it, you want to do well, and so there's a little bit of anxiety and some pressure there, but you know, for our guys it's an opportunity to get better and get focus, you know, for us. We open up November the 14th, and that's our you know, main objective, to make sure that we're ready to go when our season tips off.
Now, with this group, you've got some new pieces, and you're trying to, you mentioned playing some different lineups and trying some things out. How has that gone, integrating the new faces in with the key returners that you have so far?
Still a work in progress. We're you know, trying to figure out, you know, those lineups and minutes and just rotations of guys when you have some new faces. It's a little bit of trial and error to try to figure out, you know, what group works well together, what guys mesh well together. And so you use these opportunities to continue to figure that out.
Last year, you team made huge strides, you know, over the course of the season, but you were talking to me all year about just that constant improvement. Have you seen that so far early in this season? Do you feel like they've made the progress necessary to be successful so far?
I think so. I think the guys are improving every single day. I think for us, it's consistency. You know, we always talk about, you know, you can't get bored doing things that are repetitive, and that's the challenging part with guys this age. Like, they you know, we have to try to keep it fresh and keep it focused, but understanding, you know, getting better every single day is about doing, you know, building those good habits, and that's doing the same thing time and time again. And so that's what we're gonna continue to stress and continue to work on.
Well, we talked about the kind of trial and error of the new guys in with the returners and the progress of last year's group. How has that returning core from last year helped to integrate and kind of further the narrative of doing those little things that's going to take you to the success later on?
Yeah, it's huge. It's been nice to have guys that have been there before, because they help the new faces, the younger guys, you know, kind of understand what, you know, what's ahead and how to, you know, approach practice and what that looks like. And so it's been nice to have those guys that have been through the fire a little bit to kind of, you know, be that echoing voice of our coaching staff.
Now, with this group, you know, every team is different, and I know it's early in the year, but has there been any, you know, fun getting to know the new faces and the new identity of this group? What's been the most joy you've seen with this team so far?
Oh, you know, the personalities are cool to see. You know, that's one of the joys that I love about coaching, is just the relationships you get to build with these young people each day. And they keep me, you know, happy and laughing, just because we have some characters on our team. And that's been fun to get to know those guys and see them interact with each other and, you know, crack jokes and have a good time. So it's been a delight to be around this group.
Awesome. Well, Coach, it is a game that we're previewing, so I got to ask you, for the first time this year, what are the keys to a win?
You know, for us, we got to take care of the basketball. I do a good job of that. We got to limit their second chance opportunities. And then for us, I just want to see us compete at a high level. I want to see our guys, you know, run the floor correctly, things that, you know, we've been working on a lot in October, and to just play with no fear.
Awesome. Coach, thanks for the time as always. I'm glad to get back to our pregame chats, and good luck this season.
All right, thank you.
That's RJ Allen. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
Don Linger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Don Linger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at donlinger.biz. That's DONDLINGER.BIZ. Don Linger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Hey boss, the backhoe was stolen from the valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Welcome back on the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. As we wrap up our show here today, let's take a quick look around Newman Athletics at what's to come in the next several days. We'll start with the month of November. Coming up this weekend, the Newman Jet Women's
bowling team is going to head down to Houston, Texas to compete this weekend at the Track Cat Clash, an event hosted by Sam Houston State University, and they'll take on a variety of competition over the next several days there. Also on Saturday, November 1st, Jet Wrestling competing here in town at the Falcon Open, beginning their season on the mats. And again, that's an all-day event. Men's soccer continues their road trip. They were on the road Thursday night taking on Harding. Well, they'll be in action Saturday afternoon down in Arkadelphia, Arkansas, battling Wachita Baptist, I hope I pronounced that correctly, but down in Arkadelphia, Arkansas, in action in a pivotal road trip for Coach Dominguez and the Jets after a really big week here at home last week. Then Newman Volleyball, they'll have two matches at home this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Friday night, they will be at home hosting the Fort Hays State Tigers. That match at 6 o'clock. And then on Saturday afternoon at 3, the Jet volleyball team will host one of the top teams in the MIAA in Nebraska, Kearney, at 3 p.m. Then on to Sunday, women's soccer continuing their action as they play host to Missouri Southern at 1 o'clock at Wilkins Field. Should be a great contest there to look forward to. And hopefully a little fall breeze, but not too cold. So get out to Wilkins Field, check out the Jets soccer team as they match up with the Lions 1 o'clock on Sunday. Then into next week, the Jet wrestling team will head back on the road. This time a little more of a trip as they'll go out to Colby, Kansas to compete in the Colby Community College Duels. They'll take on Otero Junior College and Colby Community College in those duels. And then next week as well, November 5th, Wednesday night, the Jet women's soccer team back in action. They'll head down to Edmond, Oklahoma, battling UCO. And then into the end of next week, a couple of big home matches for Jets. Men's soccer, they'll host Fort Hays State on Thursday night. Also Thursday night, women's volleyball, 6 o'clock down in Edmond, also at UCO, along with the women's soccer team. And then Newman women will finish their weekend of action on the volleyball court at Arkansas Fort Smith Friday the 7th. That gets us through the next calendar week. There's still tons coming down the pipe and a lot to keep track of, I know. So always go to newmanjets.com/calendar for the full composite schedule of all Newman athletics. Also, you can download the Newman Jets app today and get the schedules right on your phone. You can even download those schedules into your calendar to better bookmark times and places and events. So that's a trick that I learned recently with the Newman Jets app. And of course, you get the live stats and the audio streams and more. But that's all coming up in the next week here in Newman Athletics. And of course, we've talked ad nauseum about basketball over our last couple of shows. And this show coming out Friday morning here on Halloween. Again, happy Halloween, everybody. But we'll be on air on the Newman Jets audio network tonight from Manhattan, Kansas, as the Jet men take on Kansas State in the Octagon of Doom. We'll be on air at 6:30, and tip-off will be just after 7 from Manhattan in that one. Didn't want to overlook that big contest to kick off basketball season on the men's side. As well, we talked earlier in the show to wrap up the women's exhibition contest with the Wichita State Shockers. That was a blast on Wednesday night. A really cool opportunity for our Jets to take on Division I competition. Again, thanks to Danny Williams and to Amy Briggs for giving us the time to talk about that matchup. And again, thank you to RJ Allen for previewing the men's exhibition contest a little earlier on in the show. But it's going to be a great weekend, great night in Manhattan. Ton of fun. Again, still tickets available. So if you want to make the trip up to Manhattan,
make sure you get those tickets on your way up. And that, I think that's just about everything we got to cover on our show for today. As always, thanks so much for tuning in to the JetCast. It's always a blast for me to talk about all the fun stuff we got going on, and I've gotten to do it for quite a while now. I'd have to go back and check out the math, but I feel like we've done probably 75 or 80 shows with me, but this, of course, is episode 153. Always appreciate you tuning in to me every single week. And also, big-time shout-out as well to Sports Information Director Daphne Williams, because sometimes I don't really know when these shows are going to come out, but always she's on her toes and ready to go to make sure it's posted on all the socials and everything, and she does a fantastic job. So I want to give a shout-out to Daphne for all her hard work as well. But again, that's going to wrap up our show, episode 153 of the JetCast today. Again, thanks so much for tuning in. We'll talk to you next time. I'm Jackson Schneider, and this has been the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
Life. It throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.